from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Heart is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Rod Powers with us every Friday out in Vegas, gambling. That's what this is all about. A lot of states have it legal now. Of course, Vegas has been the place forever, and that's where Brad is located. Brad, West Coast Sooner. He's west of you. He's in Los Angeles. Says Texas is projected to win the Big 12. Ask Brad if he thinks they can lose the Alabama game and still make the playoff over another one-loss SEC team.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously it depends on how competitive that loss is. You'd prefer them not to lose by four touchdowns, but if it's a competitive game like it was a year ago, then certainly. I think if Texas were to win out, win the Big 12, have a 12-1 record, and with that being their only blemish, yeah, I would think they'd certainly would get a bid to the 14 playoff there. And do I think they'll go 12-1? No, but do I expect them to win the Big 12? Yeah, I do this year. This is the one year where I think Texas can finally live up to expectations. And for the first time in a while, I bet Texas over their win total. I took over 9.5. I got them favored in 11 of their 12 games. They could lose the Alabama game, slip up somewhere else. But the reality is, over the number two team in the Big 12, Oklahoma, I still have Texas a 5-6 point favorite over the second best team. So I just think they're, from a personnel aspect, they're head and shoulders above everybody else. And I think they finally got a little bit better culture than what they've had the last decade.
I was just thinking, have they won their league since Colt McCoy in 09?
No,
what
I
am
think
I
they
missing?
Lost the year. Yeah, they lost the year that they won the Sugar Bowl against Georgia because they lost to Oklahoma in the championship game there. In the
That's
rematch.
Right. That's right.
I don't think they have. And from a gambling perspective, the last 12 years, they've gone under their win total 11 out of 12 years.
Is Texas historically, and I mean last 10, 15 years historically, a team good against the spread or not good?
Yeah, poor. I'll have to look it up. But, Tom Herman was good, remember, in the underdog role. But yeah, at the favorite, he was terrible. And Sarkisian has not lived up to expectations. I'll have to look at that.
No worries.
Here, yeah, just give me 30 seconds. But, yeah, my estimation is if you blindly bet Texas in every single game over the last decade, you're not running good. I'll just put it that way. I'm looking at Phil Steele's mag from last year. It was right around 500, 61 and 62.
You have said that perhaps the best head coach against the spread is Hugh Freeze. Are there one or two others that would fall right behind him?
Oh, wow. He just comes to mind because, he never gets priced accordingly, and he's above 60% blindly betting him. I don't think many are above 60%.
Right.
I know historically some guys that came to mind where I I'm not a great guy to ask anymore because I don't follow that too much anymore. If you'd asked me 5 years ago, I'd have had an answer right off the top of my head just because I believe more in systems and trends and whatnot. I mean, historically, Bill Snyder was unbelievable. Urban Meyer's an underdog. What was, you know, that was one where I just auto-bet Urban Meyer anytime he was a dog. So that will require me to look at a few things. I think the one that comes to mind is Kalen DeBoer at Washington. He's a guy that even any team that he was a coordinator on, I mean, was really good against the spread. And as a head coach and a limited tenure at Washington at Fresno State, he's a guy that's been above 60, you know, plus percent in his career.
Brad Powers every Friday joins us, each and every Friday. NBA playoffs game one. Brad, is this just going to be a Denver rout? How are you betting it?
Yeah, it's a good question. It could be. I mean, we are talking about an 8 seed maybe running out of gas and playing in elevation. It's probably not a great look. Denver, I mean, had the tougher pathway, and, you know, as far as the West being stronger than the East. And, yeah, I think it could be a short series here. But, I mean, just when you would count Miami out, I mean, then here's the thing with Miami. Love the front office with Pat Riley. I mean, obviously one of the best front offices. Arguably the best head coach in the league in Spoelstra. And then, Jimmy Butler, I mean, when he's on, I mean, he's good as anybody in the NBA. So I'm not totally – they're not going to win the series, but as far as, oh, I want to auto-fade Miami now and they're going to get crushed in a bunch of the games, I'm not in that mode yet. In fact, I'll dive in a little bit deeper, but right now gut instinct tells me to take Miami in game two plus the 8.5 plus 9.
So Adam in here is a big NBA fan watching it, and he says Jokic – is the best big man he's ever seen, ever. And I don't know if he goes back to Kareem and all that, but ever.
Skill level, I would say so. I mean, you know, the individual, you know, dominant force like a Shaq, no. Is he as good of a rebounder as, you know, I'm really Russell and Chamberlain back in the day? No, but when you factor in, you know, can score and shoot from the outside, that's relatively new for big men, obviously, in the last decade. I mean, I think his ability to pass the ball is as good as anybody as far as a big man goes. I think that probably I know a lot of people are questioning that, you know, the two-time back-to-back MVP award. And reality is he probably should have won it 3 straight years, should have won it this year too.
Chubby says, Brad, your thoughts on Notre Dame's upside and also their downside.
Good question. I mean, the upside, I think, starts with one player, Sam Hartman. They haven't had a quarterback like this in, you know, 15-plus years. You got to go back to Jimmy Clausen's junior season. And as far as having a productive career, I mean, they haven't had a guy like this since Brady Quinn. So that starts with him as far as the upside, massive upgrade at quarterback. Downside is, I mean, Marcus Freeman's only in his second year, and Notre Dame is not a great job for inexperienced head coaches. I mean, we had some ups and downs last year, to say the least. I thought, you know, the season could have really went away, you know, gotten away from two different points. I mean, after the Marshall game, 0-2, they rallied, and then they had the Stanford loss, could have fell apart, and it didn't. So I'll give them credit for that. Recruiting is going well, not as well as expected, but still going well. So that would just be the new coaches, the OC, offensive line, special teams. That would be my biggest question marks.
URC, who is not far from you, in Klein Village, Nevada, wants to know, Brad, where can he find a list or a data area where you can find coaches' record against the spread? Like just various coaches. Is there a place to go to?
I would have to Google it. There isn't one off the top of my head that has like an updated coaches against the spread. I would have to do some digging, and I mean, Google can be your friend. I will say this, Incline Village is a haul for me, about 8 hours.
Oh, is that far? Okay.
Tahoe. Okay. Yeah, Lake Tahoe.
So it's,
I don't
not
know if
just
people realize how big the state of Nevada is, but that's an 8-hour drive. And keep in mind, Vegas is at the very southernmost tip of the state. But yeah, Incline Village, beautiful. I'll tell you what, I know off the beaten path, just a little bit. If you're going to do a vacation west, Tahoe does live up to expectations. I would highly recommend Lake Tahoe, one of the most beautiful places in this country.
That's where Coach's Hot Seat is located. in Tahoe. Now, so it takes you 8 hours to get to Tahoe from Vegas, but you can get to Arizona over the border in, what, 45 minutes?
Yep. And the place I go to is 50 minutes, and it's about 20 miles into the state. I just want to make sure that the geo-specific app works, that it's just not over the border, over the Hoover Dam. I mean, if I really just wanted to get across state lines, I could probably do it in about 35 minutes.
All right. Speaking of the DraftKings app, and sometimes Brad has told us he'll go into Arizona where they have all the apps legalized and all that, and people will do that like Brad, go in there and get whatever bets and then head back home. But Johnny Vegas yesterday, and I'd looked at DraftKings because the baseball regionals start today, and Brad does not mess with that. But I just wanted to ask you if you had any data. They are putting not just money lines out, Brad, for the regionals that start today. You get run lines. So there's a -2.5, -4.5, -2, +2, whatever, by every game. I'm wondering, has that been going on? I don't know. Not experienced.
Yeah, run lines, no.
In college.
At least as far as – yeah, not in college, not to my knowledge, because for obvious reasons, you're getting very disparate run lines. You don't get 2.5 plus the run lines in Major League Baseball, so – be careful out there with those. But, yeah, that's relatively new.
I'm not touching that.
To my knowledge.
That scares me. No. Money line.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad, I'll spend $10 to make $350, right? I'll do that. That's okay. But I'm not – those run lines are too – I don't think I'd do very well there. That's dangerous.
Yeah, I would say. I'd be careful. Anybody out there, even guys that are a little bit more knowledgeable, but – I'll tell you one thing that's changed, and they talked about it. I know it's popular in the South there, but, I mean, just in the last couple of years, almost every book I know, even in town here in Vegas, has these regionals up. So, I mean, when we talked just a couple of years ago, we were talking college baseball, I said, a few books have them up. Now it's widely available, meaning almost every book has these lines posted. So I would say of all the new markets, that would be the most beatable if you paid attention. I don't have time, and I don't have the passion to beat it, but I'm certain – That if you want to put some time and effort into this, you could win a bet in college baseball.
Okay. You know how fan bases will take teams on their campus and brag about them. Oklahoma softball is a juggernaut. They're trying for their third straight national championship. And right now the World Series for softball is going on. We're in Stillwater. Somebody asked me yesterday, can you bet it? And I said, no, I've never seen softball listed. Do you think someday that'll be available?
Yeah, I do, because, the women's college basketball has become almost widely available as well.
Sure.
At least the tournament. So, yeah, it will be at some point.
More Brad as we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Morning. Actually, still looks pretty good coming up from Brentwood Franklin on 65 going northbound. They're still on the scene of an accident, trying to clean up the paperwork. 4700 block of Lebanon Pike. Still not bad. 65 there at Vietnam Vets. Now, we still see some volume on 65 south making your way down through Millersville, through that small section of Sumner County. Hey, don't miss Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Edition, coming up June 10th and 11th. For more information, Google Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Nashville, start your engines. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is coming to the streets of downtown Nashville. Experience 3 days of racing, music, family fun zone, food trucks, and more. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is August 4th through August 6th. From stadium super trucks flying through the air to open wheel IndyCar racing that turns right. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix has something for every race fan. There's music all day, every day. And don't miss the Friday and Saturday night concert under the stars. And they have rides for the kids provided by Wesley Mortgage. The streets of Music City come alive August 4th through August 6th. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Grab your tickets before they're gone and log on to musiccitygp.com. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. It's more than a race. It's a festival.
Staples has everything your business needs all in one place. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill orders from all over in one stop. Plus, professional print and marketing services at your fingertips. And now during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $20 back in rewards plus another $10 back with the Staples Connect app. And you'll find new deals in store every week on tech, chairs, and shipping supplies. Get everything for your business for less at Staples. Rewards offer ends 5/27. Limit one. Redeemable in-store only.
This is the Greg Vogue and John Burton Show.
You know, you never know who you're going to run into in Nashville. Here's
well, you sure don't, do you, Greg? when Jay Prue came in, I thought that was going to be the one, but it just didn't turn out very good. He wore the, you know, the napkin over his face and stuff. I don't know what we were doing, but it was sure was a lot of fun. Just
Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Brad Powers with us every Friday in Las Vegas. Brad, I don't want to give it away, but I'm not in your position. I can't move a market. You could if you comment on this, but I got two guys that I'm watching in college football, two head coaches, new to their school as the head coach, that I'm looking to see if they're going to be undervalued. And one would be, we just mentioned him earlier, Hugh Freeze. The other would be Louisville with Coach Brohm. I'm wondering if early on there's value, or let's say Vegas undervalues their impact, and if there's an opportunity there.
I haven't bet either team as far as week one goes yet. And Louisville's got a very interesting game in Atlanta against Georgia Tech, where Louisville's about an 8-point favorite. So some respect there that they're laying more than a touchdown.
Yep.
And then Auburn's got Massachusetts. I did bet Massachusetts plus 40 points. Not a big bet, but I did take UMass plus 40. I'm closer to like 35 in that game. So win total, one of my favorite overs that I bet is Louisville. I took over 7. That is one where I agree with you. I'm really buying in, not only short-term but long-term for Brohm. And I tweeted this out over a month ago. It got a lot of play. But I think that's the sleeping giant in the ACC. People do not realize how much money Louisville has, and they got the exact right guy for that job. With Hugh Freeze, I liked what I saw in the spring. I liked what he's done in the transfer portal. I just think, SEC West is tough. And even with, a much improved team, I think I should be happy if they're 7. If they get the bowl game or get the 7-5 this year, they should be very happy with that year one. I expect him to make a big move next year.
Brad, I'm not sure what the question is, but the SEC just announced from their spring meetings that in 24 it's going to still be 8 games, but obviously they're doing away with divisions. That's not new news. And it's going to be a 1-7 format. Probably for that 1 year, they are going to go to 9. They just won't tell us yet. Is there any difference in betting SEC teams whether they play 8 or 9 league games? Does that matter at all in your world?
It'll be interesting to see how win totals are. I mean, yeah, it could go from, you know, a win to a 50-50 game. So
yeah.
Win totals would be a little bit less. Actually, I would say the more actionable info is probably the removing divisions, you know, because it's been one-sided, where I'd probably be a lot less likely to bet some of those teams from the East, you know, because I could foresee them possibly making a run if they could win the East division. I mean, this is kind of, you know, pre-Georgia making a run here the last 3-4 years, but I'd be less inclined to bet SEC East teams to win the SEC, because outside of Georgia, none of those programs right now. You know, Tennessee, we'll see. This is a big year, I think, but, you know, exception of Georgia and Tennessee, none of those programs are, I don't see, making a run towards a championship, so I'm just less inclined with the removal of divisions to bet a few schools.
Tony in Evansville, Indiana. He's a big IU fan. Of course, IU in football and basketball has not been good to Tony here for a while. But, well, a couple of years ago, IU, starting with that Penn State game. But anyways, he wants to know, Brad, where is the question? Oh, he wants to know about Urban Meyer. He says, do you think Urban Meyer will coach football again? And if so, would it be a place like Notre Dame or maybe another Big Ten school?
No, definitely no on Notre Dame. Probably no even on Big Ten. And I'm 50-50 whether he coaches again. I mean, he burned a lot of bridges with what happened in Jacksonville. But I'll never say never. I know there's already been some, you know, rumblings about Texas. If he does, it'd be a Southern school where they disregard any pass. Let's just say discretions by anybody.
But Texas does fit this criteria, and I've talked about it in the past. And, again, I have no idea if that will ever happen. But here's Urban Meyer's, I think, very smart criteria when he had the resume to make decisions on this level. Bowling Green, Utah, and then big names coming after him. Remember, it was down to Florida and Notre Dame at the time. Notre Dame is dream school, but Florida's the better gig, and he took the better gig and did quite well with it. But here's the criteria. Take over an absolute juggernaut that is not doing well. They just need the right head coach. Florida was struggling under Ron Zook, right? He couldn't live up to Spurrier, couldn't come close to living up to Spurrier. He comes in year two. He's already got a national championship. Ohio State is coming off the sweater vest debacle where he gives up his soul for Terrell Pryor. Luke Fickell steps in as the interim. Luke unfairly gets blamed. Horrible year. Luke can't keep the job. Urban comes in, awakens a giant, right? Immediately awakens a giant. And that's what he does. And if that Texas job, Brad, did come open, that fits the description of what he does.
Yes.
And exactly.
While I would say Saban's had the better career, I've never seen anybody win immediately as fast as Urban. A multitude of jobs, even at Bowling Green.
Right.
Never seen anything like that. Never seen a coach improve a team's power rating year one more than him on a consistent basis. It was incredible.
Yeah, and the flip side, yeah, at each one of these places, the ending is a disaster. It is a flame out, it is a controversy. I mean, it's just, oh, my God, what happened? But what happens before, that's good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody leaves a gig and torches the bridge, and then Brad comes back to check the bridge to see if it's torched, and then torches it again just for good keeping, right? I mean.
Yeah. I will say this. I am concerned a little bit with, you know, I would like to see who he'd hire as an offensive coordinator, because I thought his offense got a little bit dated towards the end at Ohio State.
Right.
And, man, how does he handle? There's such even a difference since he's left Ohio State, you know, and now we're talking, I think his final season was 18, so now it's 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Handling players is different than what it was 5 years ago, and he's very old school. And so, obviously, it failed at a massive level with the pros handling those types of players. So, that it would be, look, more than the Ohio State and Florida jobs, I would have at least a little bit more question marks in the back of my mind.
He and Dan Dockich apparently did a podcast here a couple of days ago about name, image, likeness. And I have not seen it. I heard it was really good, those two.
Yeah, they've been buddies for a long time. They were buddies when I was at BG. Let's just say that they made their rounds. I might have run into them at a few college places.
It was
kept under wraps. Wouldn't be today. So they're lucky that was pre. there were cell phones, but you didn't have camera phones then.
Kirkland down in Macon, Georgia, asked Brad, could he still make a bet on the NBA Finals, and if he bet $25 on Miami to win the series? I guess you could.
Oh, I think he's asking if I would do it. I would not do it. I would, you know, the best bang for your buck to get a good meal on a Friday afternoon, that's what I would do that. Or if you want to get a couple of drinks, that I think that would be better served, to be honest with you. Because right now, series wise, you're looking at Miami like 6-1. So do the math there. $25 bet, you're getting, you know, 150 back. So yeah, they're about 6-1, and you can find even higher out there in the market.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. Chubby, ask Brad who the sleepers or long shots are to make the college football playoff that actually have a chance, he says.
Oh, wow. I think there's maybe 8 schools that have a chance. So, I mean, I'm going to name some schools. You're like, what? I thought he was saying long shots. But these teams that haven't been to the playoff, that have a legitimate case to make the playoff and make a run, I would say Florida State would be one. USC would be another one. Texas. And then, you know, LSU would be the others. Because, I mean, at the top of the sport, I mean, obviously it's Georgia, it's Ohio State, Michigan, and Alabama. Those would be the top four. And then the other four teams would be the others that I think have a shot. Clemson, I will see. I mean, I think there's some question marks there. Penn State, I don't see it. They're still a little bit behind Michigan and Ohio State. But yeah, it's a short list. I'm not a guy that's, you know, another evolution of me is I'm not betting the Wisconsins of the world or the Miami Floridas of the world 100-1, 200-1, thinking they can make a run here. I don't do that anymore.
Johnny Vegas has a funny question for you, Brad. He said, after going 186-78 so far in college baseball this year, ask Brad if he'd like to get my service. He doesn't have a service, but anyways.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you can win at that. My next evolution will be that. I mean, I'll be looking to find guys that do what I do in college football and other sports, and I'll just bet. So that day's coming.
So what are you saying? You're looking to form a company where you do your thing, but you have other experts that do their thing.
Yeah, not even a company. It was just I'll continue to do my betting thing without selling anything or kind of disappearing, and I'll just be betting other people's stuff that I think do similar stuff to what I do. And I'm not even looking for wins or losses, to be honest with you. What I'm looking for is market influence. What did you bet it at, and what did that number close at, and how liquid and efficient is that market? So, I mean, because that tells me whether or not you could be a long-term winner, because anything can happen in a 50-game, 100-game, 200-game sample size. I mean, I run bad even in stuff like that before. But what I want to know is what you betted at and where the market closed at and whether the market agreed with you or not. So that'll be my evolution. Is it going to happen the next year or two? No, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised the next 5 years that something like that happens.
Yeah, you're going to get a farm in Ohio and go into obscurity. Hopefully not like Howard Hughes, though. Okay, don't weird out like that. Don't go that crazy.
No. This did not come on until COVID. I can promise you, it was not a fun time here in Vegas during COVID. You would think Vegas would be the one spot that who cares, but it wasn't here. So I mean, I promise you, it's not a political statement. It was just to see the hypocrisy that happened here was unbelievable, and that's the one thing that changed I did not have the dreams of going back to a farm and being kind of in isolation until that happened.
I remember we still did the show every Friday, and you said, Bill, I kept thinking, God, there's got to be people there. And you said, there's nothing here. There is nothing here.
There was literally geese it was so desolate, there was geese that were walking up and down the Las Vegas Boulevard. And I'm not talking the sidewalks. I'm talking the road.
Right down the middle. Wow.
People were scared here. I'll put it that way. It was interesting. It was an interesting time in Vegas, to say the least.
Practical picks, says Brad. Who is your early championship matchup?
Oh, wow. I mean, obviously, I'm going to go Georgia. And then winner of Ohio State, Michigan. Right now, since Michigan has that in the big house, I would favor Michigan there. So Georgia versus Michigan would be my matchup.
I was going to ask you about that because I know Michigan didn't match up with Georgia a couple of years ago, and then they lost to TCU, and that has the critics. Michigan's got a lot of haters out there, so the critics love that point to it. But they're getting there. And you just have to wonder if one of these times they're going to ultimately conclude as the last team standing. I don't think they're good enough yet to beat Georgia, but one of these years, Brad, I don't think it's far-fetched to say that could happen.
No, not if you're in the mix every year. Sooner or later, I mean, you get that one year where, you know, the chips just fall your way. I mean, Ohio State's living proof of that. I mean, they're two national title teams, that the 02 team, especially the 02 team, and then the 2014 team that just caught with their hair on fire the last three, four games. Those aren't their two best teams. But I wouldn't even rank those two teams in their top five on the last quarter century. So they just happened to catch lightning in a bottle where some of their better teams, you know, didn't have great luck in some of those games. So Michigan just needs to, you know, Ohio State model. They've certainly exceeded Ohio State the last couple of years in those matchups. But as long as they're at the top, winning 10-plus games every single year, I mean, they got a chance. I agree with you. I don't see the explosiveness at wide receiver on the outside that would lead me to believe they could beat a Georgia. I like J.J. McCarthy. I don't know if he's, you know, national champ. He's not a guy that, you know, what Clemson had with Trevor Lawrence and obviously Deshaun Watson that can, you know, will that a little bit less talented team on their back and win them a title.
I remember, Brad, in the early 90s, people laughed at Nebraska because they would get to a bowl game, have a chance,
yep,
and then get out-athleted by Miami or Florida State. But they kept coming back. And I kept thinking they're just going to continue forever to get out-athleted. And along about 94, 95, that got fixed, right? So,
yeah, it did.
It got fixed,
I would say, in 93. I mean, you want to talk about a team that got snake bit. And go watch on how that next game was officiated against Florida State, that Orange Bowl out here.
Another segment coming up with Brad Powers. BradPowersSports.com on this Friday edition from the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Actually, still looks pretty good coming through Hermitage Donaldson right now as we check it out live over here by the airport on I-40 up by Donaldson Pike. Wrapping up a couple of wrecks, one in Hermitage, 400 block of Highland View Drive. And traffic still pretty positive through Brentwood and Franklin, even though it's still busy on 65 northbound coming up through that section of Williamson County. It's time to call Crest Pest Control. They do more than your average pest control company. Check out a list of their services at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the TSSAA and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its Growler Filling Station. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
It's a Bill King Show.
Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, will Saban actually coach that 24 quarterback? At some point, he's got to hang it up. Nothing lasts forever. I want to repeat, Nick Saban is doing his favorite thing right now. He's not trying to get to a moment in life to where he can go sit on the beach.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
615-844-5600.
Chuppy wants to know, when you get your farm, are you actually going to farm on it?
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, harvest thousands of acres type of thing, but yeah, I will farm. I mean, I I'm not going to have some, you know, thousands of acres of corn and whatnot, but whatever I do have, yeah, I'm capable, believe it or not. That's what I grew up doing for several years, so. Yeah, I will. My main thing, though, my main dream is to have a woods on the property and to be able to, you know, build like a 4 or 5 acre pond. So those are my two absolutes.
Tony in Evansville. He said, Bill, another one for Brad. Who is his sleeper team in the Big Ten?
Good question. Because it's such a chalk-heavy league. I can tell you a team that I bet over their win total that might be a little bit better than expected. That would be Minnesota in the West. I know Wisconsin's getting some love with the excitement over Luke Fickell. Iowa, I'm not buying Iowa. I don't know if that's going to be a good culture there, at least this year. So Minnesota would be the team that no one's talking about, that wouldn't be a bit surprised that they can win that division this year.
Here's a really good one, and it's been asked in the past, but it's been a while. Topwater Assassins in South Carolina, where they do not have legalized gambling, so he can't go download FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, all those. He can't do it. He said, I'm in a bad spot, so I missed the last 2 hours. Ask Brad, what would be a good book for somebody who lives in a state where it's not legal? I think he had Bovada, and that's been acting up or something. Is BetUS your only other option, Brad?
I personally would recommend BetOnline. I mean, I've never had an issue with them. They're the one offshore that I consistently still bet with. So I'm always looking. And if you're looking for, you know, you want to bet a lot of stuff, there's close to five dimes is what there used to be as far as being able to bet, like, you know, different coach, who's going to be the next coach in Colorado and stuff like that. I mean, you can find stuff like that on BetOnline. So I've never had trouble with payouts. I never had trouble at all, really. And I think that's the one that most people in my industry use. And also it's friendly to, you know, Joe Q Public.
And no problems with honesty or, let's say, you want to withdraw, none of that?
No, I've never had an issue with them.
Okay, good.
Now, they went on a craze with, you know, wanting to pay out with Bitcoin and whatnot. So you'll have to – I mean, it's never easy when you're betting with offshore type stuff like that. So, I mean, you got to persuade a little bit to get, you know, I don't want Bitcoin as a payout. But other than that, you're all right.
Yeah, because Tom – won $3,700, Tom in Myrtle Beach, on his Stetson Bennett draft bet. And he had to, yeah, he had to set up Bitcoin or something through that. It was something crazy. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's
the risk you run betting offshore. And it's sad that you even have to consider offshore, not only because it's not legalized in your own state, but even in legalized states because, you know, what they're doing to at least the professionals as far as limiting people. It's just sad that still even has to exist.
Brad, I'll let you run on this. You're out west. Lot of talk. And it's been out there. It's not new, but it seems to be picking up steam, picking up pace, Colorado to the Big 12. Are you buying into that?
I think they're a better fit in the Big 12, geographically speaking. Yeah, why not? I mean, look, what they signed up for, the Pac-12 just hasn't ever materialized. So, yeah, why not? And I know there's a lot of excitement around that program. I'm not sure Dion's going to be there when it's all said and done for that move. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that ends up happening. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we see the disintegration of the Pac-12 here in the next couple of years.
Now, your Dion comment there, does that mean success so it gets the next gig or it gets run out of there?
I think it could be a little of both. I mean, I think the odds on favor he's not going to be there because he's either going to be immediate success or it's going to be an absolute dumpster fire. I don't think there's any in between there. It's either going to be a home run or it's going to be a 1-2-3 pitch strikeout.
Well, if he doesn't watch out, he's not going to have a roster to field, right? I'm okay with you running folks off, but you got to keep somebody, right? I mean, can Travis Hunter play 22 positions?
He doesn't have the body to play one right now. He needs to hit the weight room, in
That's
my opinion.
Right.
I'm serious on that, and even Dion's made like comments off the cuff on that. But they're going to have 79, 80 guys. I can't believe he's gotten 50 plus transfers.
Right. Brad, we'll let you go. Tell everybody how they can get your information.
BradPowerSports.com newsletter. It's $40 for the entire year. You're going to get my preview here in about a month. I promise you that'll have my 300-plus bets that I made as far as season win totals, projected line on every single game, you name it. That's worth $40 in itself, if not more. But it's for the entire season. Go to BradPowerSports.com. Bill King, tab, top of the page.
All right, man. See you next week.
All right. Take care.
There he is, Brad Powers. BradPowerSports.com does a fantastic job.